In the third verse of Joni Mitchell's wonderful song, Both Sides Now, which I think I first heard at an Isle of Wight festival way back in the day, she sings, "It's life illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all." Find it on YouTube and listen, especially if you've not heard it before. If you've seen or remember the film The Matrix, you may have some idea what I'm talking about this week. You might also get an insight into this from the 1927 movie Metropolis, a classic of its time, and indeed, together with the 1936 Things to Come of any time. Watch these old movies. Not only are they entertaining, they, and others, carry the same message every known religion is attempting to give us, even though most of them get it slightly wrong. Essentially, as explained and illustrated by these and many authors and songwriters, there are two states of being, illusion and reality. But which is which? Which state is normal and which is weird? It all depends on your point of view, and unfortunately this is where conflict begins. Not to say there isn't some conflict within each state, as maybe there are alternative illusions and alternative realities, which is where we start to boldly go, and you know the rest of that. The thing is, if we want to live long and prosper, you and I have to make a decision, the red pill or the blue pill. Whether to take the blue pill and stay in the comfortable and normal life of illusion following the established rules and templates, which of course change as time goes on, or take the red pill and break away from the comfortable and well understood normal into the unknown territory of reality. There's a problem with this. When you or I are embedded in the illusion, we think it's real. And as Dumbledore explained to Harry on King's Cross Station, of course it's all going on in your head, but that doesn't mean it's not real. This is the dilemma. Our illusion of reality is real. It is life as we know it. It is the summit of our evolution. But Joni nailed it. It is, after all, an illusion. Take the blue pill, stay where you are in the illusion, your illusion, whatever it entails. It's safe and secure. But what happens when you take the red pill? A word or two of warning here. If you take the red pill, or the blue one, you can't go back. It's one way or the other. You'll never get a second chance to take the other pill. Taking the red pill. At first, things won't seem a lot different, except you'll begin to notice yourself becoming an observer to what's going on. The real world doesn't look a lot different to the illusion, because it's you which changes, not the world. One of the first feelings I experienced was the joy of not having to do that anymore, whatever it was, and of being able to go my own way, do what I wanted, and most of all, not having to fit in. Taking the red pill makes you an observer of the real illusion world, and then we start to evolve in a different direction and dimension. I don't have the time right now to go into detail of what this means, which is one of the reasons why I've created the Freedom Academy, to guide you in what to do and how to do it, and fully understand what taking the red pill means. Taking the red pill opens up a whole new world, a real world of being. You have a choice. Take the blue pill and stay where you are, or take the red pill and move on.